Quick disclaimer before we begin. This podcast is intended to inspire and motivate you based on real events. This is a safe space and a no judgment zone. Let's build our tribe. Let's pray. Our Father, in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For your kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Dear Lord, thank you for waking us up this morning and allowing us another chance at life to seek your glory. Thank you for blessing me with the confidence to share my thoughts, the wisdom for the right words to say, and allowing my story to be a light in someone's life. Thank you for blessing us with a roof over our head, clothes on our backs, and the ability to see, hear, and walk. I pray that you cover my listeners and open their minds to help understand themselves better. Dear Lord, I pray that you bless them with the wisdom, the courage, the consistency, and the persistency to keep going. I pray that you meet every need according to your will and purpose. Heal the sick and continue to guide our ways. Dear Lord, I pray that you blanket this world with peace. I pray that you remove any doubt from our minds that the enemy is using to cloud our judgment by walking in a journey of seeking you. Dear Lord, you get all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. You are worthy in all you do and continue to do in our lives. And for that, I am grateful. Dear Lord, this is your day, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. When two or three is gathered, you are in the midst. Dear Lord, only you know the plans you have for us. Plans to prosper us, not to harm us. Plans to give us hope and a future. Dear Lord, you are the lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Make any crooked ways straight. Dear Lord, you said, ask and we shall receive. Seek and we shall find, knock and the door shall be opened. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Good morning, Naked family. Welcome back to another episode of Fearless Minds and happy Monday. Just gonna jump right in. I was reading Tyler Perry's book, Higher is Waiting. And he stated everything we do moment to moment is the path. It's about how we handle the obstacles put in our paths. How we live our lives no matter what we're doing. Having faith doesn't require a roadmap. Thinking at that current moment and asking God what role does he play in that current moment, you'll understand a little more of why you are in that situation. Thinking about life as if it were a maze. You enter it one way with the objective to exit somewhere else, but as we move through it, we hit dead ends and we are forced to find a different way out to reach our goals. But knowing that taking another path doesn't mean you won't reach your goal. It just means that you need to find another way. You have to really trust the process because the moment you keep moving and staying open to an alternate route expands more possibilities that will allow you to get what you want and where you need to go. It's important to view your life as a maze and to remember and keep in mind where you've been, to learn from your past because you cannot expect to make your dream a reality by going in the same wrong direction, hitting the same dead ends. Always remember, same maze, same dream, but just a different route. If God wanted you to go through a certain door, he would have had it open. Stop beating down a closed door. I've done that multiple times and gotten nowhere. But when the right door opens, don't hesitate to walk right through it. If you're living by faith, you never have to wait for the right time. The two doesn't go together and they're not the same. Waiting for the right time, quote unquote, is like waiting for an illusion to become real. The right time can't be found on a calendar or a clock. Living by faith means stepping away from any fear and discomfort that's holding us back. It's about tuning into your soul and trusting the message. Envision your destination and drive towards your dream and trust where God is taking you. Tyler Perry also made a great point in this book when he pointed out Exodus chapter 4, verse 2, when God asked Moses what he had in his hand. I think I did say this in one of my episodes when he was asking Moses what's in his hand. Because even though Moses knew he was holding a staff, he wasn't aware of what he can do with it and the power it had. God's questioning encouraged him to discover its hidden abilities. So that's basically like us. What do we have? And we're just not using it. How can we discover our hidden abilities? Like the staff in Moses' hand is the skill we need to discover to climb higher is already within us. It's crazy because I had a moment like this in the shower when God spoke to me. I asked what my gifts were. And y'all, like if you just simply go into a quiet spot and just think and just, you know, just ask yourself, what are you good at? What are you talented at? And I couldn't think of anything until God spoke to me and said, what do people always come to you for? And there it was. I was like, oh my gosh. It was my advice. It was my positive words that pushed them to reach their highest potential. And I've always loved to do that. That's what gave me fulfillment. That's what made me whole. The fact that I was able to give people hope, it fueled me. It's like I was an inspiration to people around me without me even knowing it. What I want you to take from today's message is, when God asks what's in your hands, it's up to us to find the answer. You can't see the whole picture and don't know how it'll end up or unfold, but all you have is God's light to lead you through your crooked ways. Plant the seeds for your future by writing the steps it will take to get there and adding prayer to it and not allowing a day go by without completing a goal to bring you closer. Going to close today's message out with a prayer. Dear Lord, I pray that today's message falls upon good soil and that the lost comes home. Dear Lord, I pray that you plant a seed of hope and that their ears be opened and stirred up of good faith. Dear Lord, you said you would never leave or forsake us. You are the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, and can do all things exceedingly and abundantly. So it is so. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thank you for tuning back into another episode. Please be sure to follow me on all platforms at It's Quadesha, and that's spelled out ITSQUADESHA. My brand at Naked Body and Skincare, the podcast at My Fearless Mindset for all updates, and my YouTube channel, Quadesha D. If you want to support my brand, use code FEARLESS23 for 20% off. And don't forget to tune back into another episode next Monday. If you have any testimonies or questions you'd like me to share on my podcast, please don't hesitate to email me at fearlessminds.23@gmail.com. Thank you in advance for your continued support. And always remember to walk by faith and not by sight.